Thank you so much for downloading Best of 2012. You, me, them, everybody. This episode is going to be a little different than our other ones. Rather than having the tamale guy interrupt us, we decided to lock the doors and to do a special episode with three of my favorite guests, my favorite co-host in my favorite city. I'm putting my favorite whiskey in my body. To start the show, the absolutely talented and a good man and a bearded man. He's the front man of the Hoyle Brothers, and he also gigs around solo. Ladies and gentlemen, the dulcet sounds of Trevor McSpadden. Absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
Thank you so much for doing it. Who is that song originally by? I know that song.
I believe that's a Looking Glass song, Brandon. One-hit wonder from the 70s. I would like to just say that this song was sort of inspired. My brother, his wife is named Brandy.
Do you think that's why he married his wife?
Well, I don't know that's why he married his wife, but I do know that is why she is named Brandy. For
really?
That very song.
That's
yes,
a
sir.
Good. That's really good. That's,
yeah.
That's that because let's think about that song now.
It's a great tune, you know. It's a seafaring tale.
We get that Brandy's a fine girl, but
yeah.
there's nothing wrong with Brandy. She's not
no.
missing a limb. There's nothing.
She's the perfect woman. Everyone loves Brandy, but Brandy is in love with an imperfect man.
And that's your brother.
Well, yes, that is my brother. But in the song, he's a seaman. You know, he's.
What does your brother do for work?
He is a photographer. A filmmaker. And
wait, you know, which one is he?
Well, he does both. He recently had a cover photograph on the magazine Texas Monthly, which is a pretty big deal in the state of Texas. But he makes films. He's a cameraman. He's a talented young man. But he's a mover and a shaker, you know? And so I guess he is kind of like, you know, he's married to the sea in some ways.
Yeah, like most people in Texas are married to the sea.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was absolutely wonderful. You'll be around all night entertaining the masses at the Hungry Brain. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is going to be a little different than recently we've been having this band called Butterfly with Bullet Wings. And that band has consisted of my friend Sean Gray, who happens to use a walker, and my friend Nathan, who happens to only play chimes. And all Sean Gray does is scream Smashing Pumpkins lyrics. So that's usually what I'm used to. I'm not used to this fine musical talent around me. I'm usually used to a man with a walker using it as a weapon. And that's fun. There's nothing. Listen, kids at home, I want to make this straight. Pro walker as a weapon. Not pro walker and Walking Dead. Too many references at the top of the show. 2012, what a crazy year. I really didn't understand what the importance of the year was. I thought it was just like any other year until last night. Last night I had a wonderful experience with my mother. For the sixth consecutive year, we watched a Cat Williams special. Cat Williams, some say, is a comic, and I say he's a voice of all the generations. He is a very, very talented man who has very unique hair stylings, who most of his punchlines involve him running across the stage for 20 feet and then sliding into second base, which is a very, very funny punchline that works with almost any joke. But Cat Williams taught me something about not only my life, but the lives of everyone in this world. And guys, it's time that we get right with God. Here's why we get right with God. Cat Williams, he's got a lot of good ideas. Number one, global warming does not exist, because it's true. Jesus wouldn't let that happen. Number two, Buddhists out there, come on, your God is silly because he's got an obesity problem, and that's just not cool. Third punchline, everything N-word. That's a great punchline. N-word is the other punchline. Sometimes he slides while saying the N-word, and to me, I can't do either of those things. A, the stage is not big enough, but B, no. So I'm not as talented as Cat Williams, but Cat Williams is telling me that, you know what, 2012 is here, and his last special was recorded on New Year's Eve, 2011 into 2012, and boy, what a special that was. And if Cat Williams is correct, which we all know he is, the world is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, listening at home, ladies and gentlemen in the room, ladies and gentlemen outside trying to get in because we locked the doors, there's not a lot left for us to do other than get right with God. And that's a good message. You know, it's about love, but not if you're gay. I mean, no, wait, I'm sorry. Cat Williams said something different. It's okay if you're gay if you're a lady, because we're down with eating pussy. That's a quote. But the other ones, that's just sick and weird. So, guys, you're not cool. But once again, Cat Williams is just trying to get right with God. And finally, guys, we need to come together as a nation, because we have an N-word in the White House. He said this like 20 times, and then he slid across the stage. And boy, I can't say he's right, because that's horribly racist, but I can't say he's wrong either, because, like I said before, he is the voice of the world. We have a fantastic show for you this evening. It's going to be almost as good as that semblance of a monologue. We have another man that's performed on the show. His name is Gabe Leibowitz, and he's a great guy. He performed in Washington, D.C. with us a few weeks back, and I said, Gabe, you got to come to the nation's capital. I'm going to get you a show in a beautiful theater. And boy, did I. I took Gabe to a beautiful theater that is actually not located in Washington, D.C. But boy, he sure did play music for a handful of people. And it was totally worth him driving across country to do that. And I want to thank him for coming all the way back. He was actually in Texas as well, hanging out with Trevor's brother. So it was really cool of him to leave the Cat Williams tour to come be here. And our other guest is Stephanie Haas. And Stephanie, boy, she's just like the female Cat Williams, man. She's just lots of different N-words. Not even the N-word you're thinking of, just different N-words. And she hosts a lot of great shows in Logan Square. Logan Square is this neighborhood that, let me tell you, needs to get right with God if it's up to me. It's full of what they like to call hipsters. Hipsters live in Logan Square. But you know what? There's nothing wrong with some hipsters as long as they aren't not Buddhists. Because like I said before, Buddha has an obesity problem. That's about track, I think, 8 into Catpocalypse, by the way. By the way, Catpocalypse, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, is available at Walmart.com. For $3.99, I checked it today. It's available for you. Only got a few days, so you're gonna want you're gonna expedite that shipping because the world's gonna end, and you guys need to see Catpocalypse before it ends. There's 20 minutes at the top that I haven't even mentioned because it's I'm just not that right color. You know what I mean? I'm not talented enough to say these wonderful truths that we have. But so Stephanie's gonna be on the show. She's like Catpocalypse, but like a lady, so not as talented because Cat Williams told us that too. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Women aren't as talented as men. But once again, women aren't as good as sliding. The movie A League of Their Own taught us that. So this is, once again, just throwing out facts here, guys. I know this is a lot of gotcha journalism, but, you know, this is what the show is. And it's a beautiful show, and I like that my new vocal stylings is I talk really quickly and then pause and add a lot of verbal fillers. Like I'm going to do right now, and then I'm going to do the thing. So Trevor, will you play one more song while we introduce Esmeralda to the stage?
Yes.
Fantastic. He said yes. He's trying to get through people right now. He's getting a drink at the bar. So Trevor's going to sing a song. Trevor, what song are you going to sing?
I don't know yet. I think I'll do one of my own. This is called Moping Around. Well, I used to spend my dead times moping around, and my night times out and just painting the town. Living every day of the week like it was Saturday night. When I saw you, well, I knew in a flash I'd have to give up my rambling past, 'cause all I wanted to do was hold you tight. Feeling bad for myself took most of my time, with the rest I'd just make believe I was fine. Each day went by no different than the day before. Well, I'd stay out late so I wouldn't feel down. I'd see the same old friends and make the same old rounds. I was looking in all the wrong spots to find the cure. Now I'm living and loving with you. Hey, that I make it so happy I never knew. Well, I used to spend my dead times and moping around, and my night times out just painting the town. I live in every day of the week like it was Saturday night. Oh, but all that's changed and I'm moving on, 'cause wherever you go I'll be tagging along. I was in a bad way, but now I think I'm gonna be fine.
Thank you so much, Trevor. That was absolutely wonderful. Merle, will you steal his microphone? Fantastic. Esmeralda Leone is the co-host of the show. She's the longest-running co-host on You Be Them, everybody. Merle, why is
I don't know. They just sounded like they all keep dying or something.
No, some of them move. Some of them do other stuff. Let's go through the list. So you're the co-host in Chicago. You have been for almost 3 years. You're very good at your job.
Oh, thank you.
You're very good at your job.
No one has tried to fight me for it. So
that's not true. There's some people you don't know the backstage industry. Listen, me and Cat Williams,
you're
at some like alt comedy producer level. Like what you're doing, like Esmeralda now books the Hungry Brain. I used to do that. She's taking over. You do a fantastic job thus far. I've looked at the schedule. It's worked great. That can be found at youmethemeverybody.com or go to walmart.com to pick up Cat Williams Catpocalypse. It's available.
/Hungry Brain.
If you really want to find where the Hungry Brain schedule's at, don't go to youmethemeverybody.com. You got to go to Bing Google and then go to Facebook and type in Cat Williams Catpocalypse and it'll show up. I've rigged Google to make that work. But Esmeralda, you produce these like weird, you know, you produce these weird shows that are for hipsters and stuff. Like, for the people listening at home, imagine everything I'm saying is in quotes and it'll make more sense. But what I do is I try to find this new level of truth and beauty, kind of like Kat. So I was where you were at like a year ago. But in that, you know, 2012 has been a very important year for me.
So does that mean at the end of 2013 I'm going to be you?
No. The world's over in like a few days.
Oh, well, thank God.
Yeah. Well, literally, we have to thank God. Another Cat Williams thing I forgot to tell everybody, my favorite part, the entire experience. Proof that there's a God. Here's why. How do atheists come if they can't say God at the end? Gotcha. See, that's me and Cat Williams. Gotcha journalism right there.
I see now. I believe we all believe in God now.
Yeah, we do. Anyways, so you're the co-host here.
Yeah.
In Washington, D.C., this wonderful comic named Jen Tisdale. She co-hosts in Baltimore. In New York, we have a rotating cast. We have this guy James Adomian do it. We've had my friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, you know somebody now all of a sudden?
Well, no, because he talked about him at one other show.
I did. I like James. He's very good.
That's
He's
the only
a
way I know.
Man.
I don't know.
There's another guy named Peter. Peter's another co-host that's been on the show. Peter Heineman's fantastic, and his last name sounds like he's a great gynecologist. But what you do and what Peter does, and two of the reasons why you guys are my favorite is, one, you show up and you deliver a quality product. But number two, you drink beer with a straw. So that's a different thing.
I do that because I'm wearing lipstick, and I have to wash these glasses.
Yes.
And I don't have to want to wash it because it's lipstick.
That makes sense. So, Merle, And apropos to nothing, how was your year? What happened in 2012 that you want to discuss? What do you? We need to wrap things up. You know what I mean? We've got to do a good old wrap up.
How terrible is this? I don't remember before.
That screams
October.
Alcoholism.
I know.
Okay, what happened in January? Go January 2012. Started Capocalypse.
New Year's.
You got that one. February. What happened?
Ooh.
Valentine's Day.
Yes.
We celebrated love.
Yeah.
On a snowy evening.
Yeah.
You made love with a man or a woman. I'm not here to judge. Because you're a woman.
You know what's funny is thinking about it. New Year's, I was here at the Hungry Brain.
There you go. You started the Catpocalypse in the Hungry Brain.
Valentine's Day, I was at the Hungry Brain.
Where were you on St. Patrick's Day?
I was probably
at the Hungry Brain. That's fantastic. Now, April, we did a run of four shows. Our friend Gabe was on that run.
Where?
At the Hungry Brain.
Yeah.
May. What happened in May? We memorized memorials. There was flowers and fathers. Brandon Flowers Day.
Right.
We celebrated the band The Killers. What's your favorite Killer song?
Oh, the one with the mustache.
So Jenny Was a Friend of Mine is the correct answer. That's a very good Killer song.
Sorry.
That's okay. We're now learning in the Catpocalypse. June of the Catpocalypse, what did you do?
I don't know. Hungry Brain.
You seriously don't have any other
memories? I don't
remember.
I'm telling you, it's really bad. I should stop drinking.
Yeah, you really should.
As much.
I kind of joked in passing that, this is just going to be a weird intervention about you and drinking.
But it kind of is. And what's funny is I'm going to stop drinking in January. Good luck to me.
Wait. Why? Why?
Just to do it.
For how long are you going to stop drinking?
Oh, just the month.
Oh, so it's not like it's actually, it's not
no.
really a life change.
No, it's not a new clean path onto something Cat Williams-like.
Well, let's be honest. Cat Williams has got a lot of good ideas. Do you like shopping at Target?
Yes.
So does Cat Williams.
Oh. Could I maybe be in the next coming year, the new Cat Williams, even though we're all going to be dead?
You know what? I would love for you to become the next Cat Williams. How do you think you could be?
Could slide.
That's a good start. That's a very good start. When is the last time you tried to slide into second base? This is not a euphemism.
Never.
Okay, so that's not a good thing. Well, you're wearing these huge Russian-style boots right
no.
now.
You know what's funny is they're snow boots. Snow boots. They're
yes.
not like,
and there's
they're not, you
a
know,
half an inch of snow on the ground.
There isn't.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping there is because I don't own any other shoes that take the cold out.
Isn't that sad? I've never heard anyone describe shoes as something that takes the cold out
before. Well, no, because I just have like slippers. Like little slip-ons, delicate slip-ons.
Please
that
tell
just
me
feel
you have
like
more
I'm barefoot.
Shoes.
I have fancy shoes.
There you go, good. Because it was sound, starting
but
to
But I'm
sound
not going to wear fancy
sad.
Shoes around.
I just own slippers and don't remember anything except the bar.
I just have these big old fancy boots. I'm hoping it starts to snow because I'm going to look real silly.
You know who else loves snow is Cat Williams. Cat Williams has been arrested a lot for cocaine.
Oh, so we have another, snow, cocaine,
Wait.
All the same.
Oh, thing. I thought you said were you arrested this year for cocaine possession?
No.
You said that like you might have been.
No, that doesn't happen in my life.
Why not?
Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
No,
fair
I'm
just. No, that's fine. July, go.
Oh, it was.
Fourth. We celebrated America.
Yeah.
All right, August.
I have
Month
no idea.
Eight.
What did I do?
Month
oh,
eight.
I went to a wedding.
How was the wedding?
I got
wedding?
Really drunk.
September.
Yeah, it was really
Did
bad.
You remember September?
Mm.
Don't forget September.
What happens in September?
Moving on. .org. Oh, shit. Another podcast was doing that. It was really funny. Damn it. Now I just ripped off Comedy Bang Bang. Do you even know what that means?
Yeah, because they had that
words.
Show on TV.
Yeah. You know who else was on that show?
That
Cat
guy
Williams.
With the fro.
Cat Williams.
That's not Cat Williams.
Cat Williams is Reggie Watts when he takes off a fat suit.
Oh,
you
wow.
didn't know
he's
that?
He's everywhere.
Oh
isn't
yeah,
he?
Cat Williams is inside of all of us. That's
does
why he's
he
so
just
small.
Hide? Like, is he? If we flip through the channels, is he on every
he's
show?
He's on all the channels.
And you just see him like creeping behind a tree
you know
or
what?
Something.
Ice Loves Coco. You know that show?
Yeah. Is he?
That's
Ice-T?
Cat Williams. No. He's their
Coco?
Love. He's the product of the love.
Okay.
Yeah, he's everywhere and nowhere. Reminds you of someone.
God.
That's right.
Oh.
October.
I think I'm getting it now.
I know.
Halloween.
Halloween. What'd you do for Halloween?
What did I do?
Did you see the movie Halloweeny?
No, what?
Frankenweeny?
Did you?
No.
No.
That's a children's porno. I don't like that. That's disgusting. I'm an adult man. I can't watch Frankenweeny legally. November.
Thanksgiving. That's it.
December. Yeah. It is currently December 26th. That was yesterday. Mm. What did you get for Christmas?
I got $100 given to me into a check today.
Cool. What are you going to do with that $100?
Pay my rent.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was weird.
That was quite a Christmas.
What do you hope happens in 2013? What is your number?
I hope to become Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Or you.
Why me?
I don't know.
Because
you said I was you now.
Oh, yeah, but that's just steps. The fact that you said, like, I want to be.
But then I'll become you, and then I'll become Cat Williams.
But we don't know how much time we have left on this beautiful planet.
Well, wherever it is, I believe in that reincarnation business.
Oh, that's
cool. I
could
be a ladybug and Cat Williams, because he is everywhere. Remember?
Will you get a tattoo that says, I can be a ladybug and Cat Williams?
As long as there's a picture of a ladybug and Cat Williams, just his head. On a ladybug body.
We've had a lot of talented artists on this show. Talented artists that are currently listening to this podcast. Please, draw up Cat Williams as a ladybug.
Like so metamorphosizing Merle... into, like a ladybug to Cat Williams, maybe.
Yes. Please get that drawn so Merle
like
can get this
tattooed.
Like
a scientific three-step.
Will you get this tattooed on your face?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Right on my forehead.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
So 2013 is going to be a year of... Forehead tattoos.
Of
Cat Williams and a ladybug.
Trying to become Cat Williams.
Yeah, that's cool. And not drinking in January. Yeah. So you're probably not.
Just January.
Well, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Like, just January.
I'll try not to slap anyone, though. I can't promise anything.
Do you slap people?
Well, no, because Cat Williams slapped that Target employee.
Well, that's just hearsay.
Oh, okay.
Just because it
there
happened
wasn't
on
a video.
Tape.
Or anything.
No, that was a video. That doesn't mean it exists.
That was not. Well,
you don't know the special effects.
Because I was gonna say, if everyone
those Foley
has little Cat Williams
are
in
crazy
them.
Showrunners and stuff. That was Chevy Chase. You know, Chevy Chase is really.
I could believe that actually.
Chevy Chase is really
with a wig.
No, he's just racist. Did you know Chevy Chase is racist? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of makes you think, doesn't it? Well, Merle, thank you so much for doing the show tonight.
Oh yeah.
I think you need another. I think you need another beer with a straw. And I think that you're not too far away from being the next female Cat Williams after
Stephanie
Haas. Oh,
thank you. If I could, I would slide off of the stage, but it's too short.
If you've never actually been taught how to slide into bases, once again, not a euphemism, I will teach you to do
it.
No,
I did yesterday slide down the stairs.
On purpose?
No.
That's tripping.
I fell.
That's just falling and tripping.
But it started as a slide, like my heel... slid down my parents' stairs at home, but then I had nothing, and I just slid the whole way down the stairs.
That sounds horribly dangerous.
It was terrible. I screamed, but thinking about it now, I'm
you were one step closer to Catpocalypse.
Exactly.
Yeah. What a crazy time.
It just happened. It was meant to be.
Do you have any plugs?
The Hungry Brain. Events every Monday and Tuesday. What?
No, it's just funny.
Where can people find the events?
It's a real thing. YouMeThemEverybody.com. Or if you
Bing
go to...
Google.
Yes.
Type in Facebook.
Yes.
Type in Catpocalypse.
Yeah.
No, Cat Williams Catpocalypse.
Okay.
All of it will show up.
Or if you go to Walmart.com.
Or you go to
right?
Walmart.com. That's to order the DVD Catpocalypse. It's currently available for $3.99.
I see. Okay. But it'll have a special piece of paper link.
Yeah, it'll be a paper link that they personally write out. You know, Walmart, not unionized.
Yeah. So
what does that say?
I don't know.
Figure it out, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for doing this, Merle. Trevor, will you play another song?
Yeah, I will.
Will you play? Do you have any Cat Williams songs?
I don't know who Cat Williams is.
Hold on. We got to mic this really quick because I don't think the listener at home heard the blasphemy that's been shouting from a man's mouth. Trevor, please say what you just said again, but with confidence like a man.
I don't know who Cat Williams is.
Ladies and gentlemen... If you've ever wondered why we do this talk show, you found out why we do this talk show. Trevor, do you have any shorter songs?
Tell me. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I could just
okay. Here, you're going to think of a short song while I explain who Cat Williams is to you.
Okay.
Here you go. You know how, like, Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Okay.
Okay, and you know how Buddha has a weight problem?
Uh-huh.
And you know how, like, lesbians are super hot, but gay dudes are super disgusting?
Okay.
And you know how global warming doesn't exist?
Yeah.
And you know the N-word?
Oh, yeah.
And you know how sliding?
The sliding, yes.
Yeah.
That's Cat Williams.
Wait, not done.
Oh.
You know how Ice loves Coco?
Wait, who loves who?
Okay, well, that's a whole different... I'll throw that... That's a very important part of who Cat Williams is, but we can come back to that.
I'm feeling dumb.
You know, listen, the fact that you're feeling is the most important thing.
Okay.
And if anyone ever says, like, hey, what do you believe in? Is there a God? Is there an afterlife? Is there love? You could say, I don't know. I'm just a man. But I'm a man that enjoys Cat Williams. And all of a sudden, people come out and suck dicks. Not necessarily your dicks, but people everywhere just sucking dicks. And it's weird.
Wow.
That's what Cat Williams is like. You just walk into a cool place with people of age, legal people of age. Everyone's happy and coming and screaming, oh, God. That's who Cat Williams is.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's kind of like Bonnaroo.
I got a song. I got a song that I want to
You got a song
I
about that?
Do, I want to do that.
I think a tribute.
I'm going to do one for Cat Williams.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Trevor McSpadden's going to finally give it up to the great one, Cat
Can
Williams.
Can I sleep in your arms tonight, lady? It's so cold lying here all alone, and I have no hope to hold on you, and I assure you I'll do you no wrong. I don't know why, but the one I love left me here alone and so weak, and I need someone's arms around me until I'm strong enough to get back home. Can I sleep in your arms tonight, lady? It's so cold lying here all alone, and I have no hope to hold on you. I'll do you no wrong.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Trevor. I really appreciate it.
I don't really know what that has to do with Cat Williams. But.
Well, I was listening to the lyrics, and it's pretty obvious to me. Coming to the stage, you know what? Let's not lie to the listener at home. She's already on the stage. She's made it her home. This lady is a woman that understands the stage. She knows how things work. Stephanie, why don't you do me a favor and take this seat right here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Stephanie, you're a very, very talented comic.
Thank you.
You're a talented producer of comedy.
I'm an okay producer of comedy.
Listen, you throw shows in that heathen den known as Logan Square.
There's a lot of sin, yeah.
And,
we
know,
need to get right with God.
We occasionally do shows at the Whistler. It's a little too whistly for me, if you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes they really don't appreciate beauty. You do. And for the last show of 2012, for the best of 2012 show, / brand new segment for 2013, wah, wah, I wanted to have, I'm going to air an air horn in post. Hold on a second. Air horn here. Air horn done. Okay. New segment for 2013 called Comics Leashed.
I'm so excited about this.
Byron Allen has an amazing show that's inspired me to host a talk show. A lot of people say, why do you do this? Number one, Cat Williams. Number two, Byron Allen's Comics Leash. For the listener at home, this sounds racist. I realize that. It's not.
Oh, God, it does.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of white people making fun of the only black guy I've referenced. Yeah, it's not going well. His brother's not white, so suck it. Also, Kathy Griffin. Does that make it better? We'll make fun of Kathy. I like Kathy Griffin. Lisa Lampanelli. There you go. A bunch of broads and dicks. Okay, we're good. Are we good? Oh, white guys. Fine. Tosh. All we do is make fun of Tosh. I forgot about the entire rest of the year. Listen, this show is not... It's Tosh good, but it's not Tosh.0 good. Moving on. This is segment, Comics Leashed,
yep.
Where you give me your set list.
Yes.
And we just riff. You know, we just riff it
we
out.
Just riff.
We just riff. Now, here's how the segment works. I've been thinking about this a lot in the last minute. I'm going to say the segment, not the segment, I just did that. I'm going to say what's on the list.
Okay.
The set list. That's an industry term for the kids at home. A set list. And then I guess what the joke is, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Ooh, okay. This is way more preparation than Byron Allen does.
Listen, don't make fun of my idol number two, Byron Allen. So the first thing on the set list for Comics Leashed 1.0, make out with everyone. That's what it says on here. My guess is it's a whole bit about how, like, touching lips is like some... Isn't it crazy how people kiss? Is that what it's about? Is that what your bit is?
You know my comedy.
I knew
so
your comedy.
Well. Wait, do I have to do the bit after
you
guess?
Am I right or wrong?
You're wrong.
It's not about how... Kissing is crazy,
no,
right?
It's
just like when mouths touch.
And tongues.
Don't you ever just want to, like, kiss? Like, do you ever go up to someone and go, like, hey, you want to kiss?
Have you ever touched tongues with someone in a non-making out context?
Like physically? Not like we're like sharing
both,
an ice cream.
Like, you both stick your tongues out and touch them.
No, I never have. Is that what the bit is?
No.
Perfect.
I was just curious.
No.
Because I did that once with my sister when we were kids.
How old are you?
Once in college to break up a fight.
Wait, how did it work?
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen the film Basketball?
Yeah. What have you been doing?
You know how they make out, the two dudes make out just, like, licking each other's tongues, basically?
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
These people were fighting in the hallway, so my friend Shane and I were like, how are we going to stop this?
Shane's a boy or a girl?
He's a boy.
Okay.
So we decided to basketball kiss in front of them, and it stopped the fight.
Whose idea was it?
It was mine.
Did you have a crush on Shane?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I just thought it would be funny.
It was.
It was funny.
Guys, think about that at home. Listener at home. Sometimes it's good to play some mind exercisings. That's a thing. Now that that's in your mind, you're welcome. Thank you, Stephanie. Number two, Murder Handsome. Is that about the murder face from Death Clock? And the Handsome family and how would that be a cool tour?
No, wrong again.
Or maybe that's the new bit.
Maybe it is the new bit.
So I'm
that might be better
two.
Than the existing bit.
Dressed as me for Halloween. Okay, now you have a lot of material about how you look.
Do I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. You have at least a bit of
it. I have a little bit, yeah.
For the listener at home, you have red hair.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like a page boy haircut. You're wearing a shirt that's a Western-style shirt. It has buttons. It has snaps. You probably bought it at Alcala's on Chicago Avenue. Is that right?
No, but I did get it at Family Thrift on Milwaukee Avenue.
Perfect. You're wearing dark Levi's, which you also got at Alcala's on Chicago Avenue. Is that fair?
To go along with my stuffed horse that I got at Alcala's.
And you're wearing boots. Can I see the boot, please? Show me the boot. And it's a sort of, it's an ankle-high Doc Martin boot. It's a brown boot. It's a classic and classy type of boot. So I'm assuming, dressed as me for Halloween, you're going to do a bit about how you look like a lesbian, but you're not a lesbian.
No.
Go ahead.
It's about how a guy I dated over the summer and who broke up with me dressed as me for Halloween this year.
Oh, shit.
At his place of employment in front of all my friends.
That guy's cool.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
Would you date him again?
Yeah. But look, he broke up with me. I didn't want to fuck him anymore, but like with him dressed as me, I would rather fuck him dressed as him.
Why don't you want to fuck boys that are dressed exactly like you?
You know, it didn't look good on him.
So that it was more of an aesthetic thing. So if he looked hot as you, you'd be all into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be okay
well,
with that.
Well, if Catpocalypse taught us anything, it's that ladies fucking is good.
Yeah, sure.
With God. Meatloaf cover band. I think that's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
That's about Meatwad from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Exactly.
Eating himself. And pooping himself out again to create his own human centipede that's actually a piece of meat while singing karaoke jams. Is that what it's about?
Oddly, yes. That is exactly right.
Nailed it. That's because you work in Logan Square, so people understand these crazy references that are 8 years old.
Right. We love pop culture jokes over there.
Live-in boyfriend in high school. This is a true story.
Yeah.
Okay, I fucked this bit. What's the true story? Like, do you actually live with your high school boyfriend?
Yeah. From when I was 15 to 19, he lived at my parents' house.
Were you intimate?
Not until I was... We'd been dating for like 2.5 years. Not until I was 17. We did everything but. Yeah.
You did the butt?
Well, no, actually not that.
So you did everything but the butt.
We did mouth and hand things.
That is the best way. That's the only way I'm going to talk to my kids about sex. Listen, guys, the butt's weird, and do everything mouth and hand. It's fine. Mouth and hand style.
Yeah.
Gang of Style. Yeah. That's the only Gang of Style reference of 2012. You know, we did it, everybody. They're setting off bottle rockets outside that really want to get in. Okay. So what you're saying is if you have a daughter and or a son and they're dating someone in high school, the best way for them to not fuck is to have them live together because it feels like marriage at 15.
God, maybe. I don't think that's what stopped us, though. I was just saving myself for marriage for some reason, even though I wasn't raised Christian.
Why were you dating someone? Why did he live with you?
Because he had aged out of the group home that he was living in that he had gotten into because he got caught using counterfeit money at a Taco Bell.
Do you live in a Wisconsin version of my so-called life?
Kind of. Yeah, and then my parents loved him, so they asked him to move in with us.
Is he your age?
He is like 2 years older, but we were in the same grade because I skipped a couple of grades.
So not because he's a dummy?
No.
So
he was on track, I was ahead.
Hey, I have a 15-year-old daughter. I know what's best. I'll get the 17-year-old that aged out of the group home to live with my daughter.
Yeah.
They won't fuck until he's 19. How did this happen?
I don't know.
Do you still talk to this man?
No, I haven't talked to him in years. Is he
on Facebook?
He was, and then
did he age out of it?
He like resurfaced a couple of times to send me drunken messages in the middle of an afternoon about how he loved me. No, no.
Did you do it at home for the first time?
Oh God, yeah. For the listener
at home, Stephanie just slid down in her chair about 6 inches, like she was about to lose her virginity again to a group home boy.
No, we did it on Easter afternoon in 2002.
Did you?
No, in my bed, which was in the basement.
Wait, stop. Your parents let you live in the basement while a group home boy lived in the house.
Yeah, and he slept like 10 feet away from me in like the family room downstairs.
When you began having intimate, not butt sex, how often did this occur?
Well, I was already in college at the time, and he was still living there.
Wait, you were a 17-year-old in college.
Yeah, I went to college when I was 16.
Dating a 19-year-old who lived in a group home that currently lives in your basement 10 feet from you.
Yeah. Well, he went away to the military, too, at some point.
Did he fight for our freedom?
After we dated, yeah.
Does he remember what September's all about? Because Esmeralda forgot. And that was, like, the one thing. I mean, it's pretty not American.
You're never supposed to do that, right?
It's the one thing you're not supposed to do. Well, we have... Oh, wow, this gets better.
I mean,
okay.
That's the most...
Back to Comics Leashed! Dad's a prison accountant.
Mm-hmm.
This one is about how your dad decides to handle money for people even though he decides to put boys in a basement that live with you. Is that what the bit's about? How could this person have a job? He put a boy in a basement with me.
No, it's not that cynical, but it is. It is really. My dad's been a prison accountant, basically. He does finances for the Wisconsin Correctional System.
Does he do them for the prisoners?
No, he, like, runs the finances for prisons as a whole.
Are there any prisoner accountants? Like, that's just a general life
question. That's basically, I mean, that's not what it's...
H&R Cell Block from Esmeralda. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why she is the co-host / currently at the bar. We lock the gates, everybody. Okay, moving on to Comics Leashed. Everyone I date is crazy. On the set list, you spelled it C-R-A-Z-Y. So here's what I'm assuming. Everyone you go on a first date with, you watch that classic American film, Crazy Beautiful, and you think about how crazy love is, and about how when you're 20 and you're Kirsten Dunst, you don't have to wear makeup and wear a bra and walk around in a tank top all day and date gang members. Is that what your bit's about?
Close, except we watch Elizabethtown.
See that? I see why you said that, but a lot of people don't know that that is also... A starring viewer for Claire, not Claire Danes. Shit.
Kirsten Dunst.
I already forgot her name. See, that's why that joke's a little hazy already. So this is not just comics.
Right, I forgot we were playing for a Cat Williams crowd.
This is, you gotta play for Cat. Always play for Cat. If there's one thing in the world that we've always been saying, and when I say the world, I mean 2012, because that is the world. Play for Cat. And when I say Cat, I mean Cat Williams. I'm not a dummy. Comics Leashed. I love Sad Men. You spelled Sad Men on your set list is one word, which makes me think you meant to write I Love Sandman, the comic book character, and it's about how you love comic book bros, and you guys are like watching sports and high-fiving, and everyone's being attractive and not overweight and weirdly pimply on their back. Is that what it's about? Listen, I watch Cat Williams. I get it.
That's just a misprint.
I love sad men. This is also about the boyfriend that lived in the basement.
Oh, that's just in general. Everyone
I think we found the source of that.
Yeah, no, everyone I sleep with is deeply troubled.
Which is weird because you have a very good job and you uh-huh. own the place you live uh-huh. and you're young and you went to college early and there's nothing wrong with you, at least physically.
I'm very sad.
I mean, you have glasses.
I have glasses and red hair.
So? Are you making fun of our next guest, Gabe, who happens to have red hair and might need glasses?
Oh, God, I'm so sorry, Gabe.
Yeah, why would you do that? Gabe, are you single? Mm-hmm. Gabe's single.
Yeah, we could fuck him.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck Gabe? Now it's...
Fine,
listen.
I'll fuck Gabe.
No, stop.
Wait, are you sad? How sad are you?
I'm not sad, but I have kale farts right now, so...
Gabe just said... Gabe's not on mic. He said he has kale farts right now, but more importantly, Gabe is a touring musician. If that doesn't scream sad and damaged to you, you obviously didn't live in a basement with a boy long enough.
I think he's in denial, and that's also a
And he also plays The Hideout. He books shows. He understands comedy. I mean, like, this is inevitable.
Seems kind of angry. Yeah. I could do that.
Well, you just mean he's not actually angry. Like, he's actually one of the least angry people I know. You don't understand men. Let me tell you.
No, I don't. I've been single for 9 of the last 10 years. I don't.
How old are you?
28.
Was your last boyfriend basement boy?
No, I had a boyfriend for like 10 months of a few years ago when I was 25.
What happened?
He didn't love me.
Are you singing it to get over the pain, or like he was in a musical theater, so whenever you think of him?
No, he just didn't love me.
Why didn't he love you?
I don't know. Can we figure that out?
Yeah, we're doing it right now.
Okay. I don't know.
Listen, we're locking the gates. We're making it weird. Comedy Bang Bang. Did I get all three? I got all three.
What the fuck are we doing making it weird?
My wife. My wife! Now we're doing a tribute cast to Comedy Bang Bang.
Why didn't he love me? I hadn't started doing comedy, so I was very unhappy with my life.
So you weren't happy with you?
Yeah, but also I'm probably unlovable.
That's not true. Don't ever say that again. No, I get really upset with that. I'm not joking.
Okay.
That's like, I hate that bullshit. I'm not doing a character right now. That just reminds me of my mom. Like, oh, it's just how it is. It's not how it is.
Okay.
Listen, we live in the catpocalypse. Everything could change. The world could end. We could fix this shit. There's no global warming, guys.
I guess I'm not being as Cat Williams-like as I could be.
That is the answer.
So that's probably why.
That's true. Final part of Comics Leashed. Tiny dads are hot.
Oh, God, I love a tiny dad.
Now, this makes me think that, A, you want a baby.
No.
No, let me finish.
Oh, sorry, right, I forgot the game.
That is a game. This is a bit about how you want a baby and a tiny dad, but not actually have a baby or a tiny dad. You just want to fuck them with a stroller nearby. Is that the bit?
No.
Is it possibly the bit now?
It could be. Yeah, can I use that?
No.
Wait, is it tiny dads or Italian dads?
Tiny.
Merle just said tiny or Italian, which is a fair question.
No, I just,
sometimes the same.
I just like tiny guys who look like dads but aren't actually dads.
You also have a bit about how you like sad, burly men.
Yeah.
That's the opposite.
No, I want... This is what I really want. Well, no, sad, burly men can look like tiny dads, too. You just got to be, like, short and balding and have some chest hair. What I really want is, like, two... I want two, like... Two guys with like a little bit of a potbelly to lay on either side of me, and they both have beards, and they eat pizza off my tummy, and then I like alternate cuddling with both of them. That's what I want.
Wait, really quick. What does your dad look like?
Not like that.
How does he look?
He's sort of tall and has brown hair.
Does he have a beard?
And he's like average. No.
Okay. Well, how? What's his height?
Like 6'1".
What's his weight? Estimate. You know what, your dad?
I don't know, 180?
180. Okay, listen, I'm glad that you had an answer for that, but final piece of truth in this segment. It really disgusts me when I ask these comics, what does your dad weigh? And they never know. And it's just like, do you even... Like, I never met my dad. I really wish I knew what he weighed. And it just really bums me out when I ask these really talented people that I think, like, maybe that's the source of their talent. Like, maybe this is why they're so great. They know how much their dad weighs. It's never that. And it's just like, come on, like what are we even doing this for? Like, the catpocalypse is here. We don't have time to fuck around. How much does your dad weigh? Please don't steal that for a show title and or a podcast title, because that's a totally perfect Logan Square shine box comedy.
Oh no, Katie McVeigh and I have a podcast in the works called What Do You Eat for Breakfast? So I don't.
And then is
one.
It parentheses pussy and it's Cat Williams with his cool hair.
That'll be the cat when we interview him. I hope that's
fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. You got 4 days to make it happen. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much. What I've learned about this is that you've got a lot of great ideas for jokes. and what I've done is given you some fuel to the fire. And I really hope that you find love and we find the exact weight for your father.
Because I feel like every time on the show, you tell me that I'm going to learn how much my dad weighs and that I'm going to find love soon.
That's all I
do. And neither of them have happened.
Well, they go hand in hand. When you were just with your family not 10 hours ago.
That's true. I could have weighed him.
Yeah. Well, he might weigh differently now. You need to know what he weighs at all times. This isn't just like a once-a-year thing. This is some doctor shit, okay? This is how we know we're healthy. We have to find out how much our dads weigh.
Do you think he'll weigh differently when he listens to this and loses his love for me?
Maybe he'll get another boy in the basement, and he won't be able to eat as much food because he's feeding all these homeless boys, and he'll lose weight. The fact that you're alive means he's he got lucky. You should be dead. Your prison dad accountant that lets boys live in the basement, you should not be alive.
No, for
that, I am happy that you've survived the catpocalypse, ladies and gentlemen. Time for plugs.
Oh, January 22nd, Comedy Secrets here at the Hungry Brain.
That's good. Who's on the bill?
I don't know yet.
Cool.
I got to figure that out.
That's an important day of the year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Ask Merle what happens every January 22nd.
What happens every January 22nd?
Comedy Secrets.
Oh, that was deadpan beauty right there. Why am I doing this voice? We got to lock the doors, everybody. Okay, so you'll be here then.
Shinebox Comedy. We've got shows twice a month. Twitter, Steph Haas, H-A-S-Z.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Thank you.
It. Yeah, all right.
Somebody's gonna cry tonight. Just wait and see. Somebody's gonna cry tonight, and it won't be me. Somebody's gonna cry tonight. Tears are gonna fall before the morning light. Somebody's gonna cry tonight. Just wait and see. Found my way this morning to the wrong side of the bed. I drank a bitter cup of coffee and let toaster burn my bread. I've been on good behavior for way too long, and it's just about time that I done somebody wrong. Somebody's gonna cry tonight, just wait and see. Somebody's gonna cry tonight, and it won't be me. Somebody's gonna cry tonight. Tears are gonna fall before the morning light. Somebody's gonna cry tonight. Just wait and see. Somebody's gonna cry tonight. Just wait and see.
That was so good. Trevor, you play out so much. You get every Friday night at the Empty Bottle. You're fronting the Hoyle Brothers.
Yes, sir.
It's a fantastic free evening. I highly recommend it. But you also play around the skate country solo.
I do.
And
yes.
All of those dates are available at TrevorMcSpadden.com.
That's right.
That'll be linked up. Are there any bigger dates that you want to advertise?
I do. If there are any listeners up north in Wisconsin, Minnesota, or back in Wisconsin, I'll be coming to see you shortly in the middle of January, heading up that way. So, yeah, please do stop on by.
And there's not a lot of people preaching Cat Williams in Wisconsin and Minnesota in January.
Yeah.
So thank you for being one of the soldiers of the army of Cat. So thank you so much. I love your band. I love your solo stuff. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Gabe, it's all you, buddy. Gabe is a very good, very, very talented man. He fronts the band Dastardly. It's a little less country than the Hoyle Brothers, a little more rock opera-y. Didn't you guys release like a sort of a thematic EP recently?
Yeah, we did.
I enjoyed that.
Thank you
that
very
was
much.
Like October? September?
Back in August, I think.
Oh, wow, man.
August.
Time flies in the
sure
catpocalypse.
When you're making rock operas, time flies.
Well, was it a rock opera? Because it's only an EP.
It wasn't. It wasn't a rock opera. It was more of a conceptual collection.
What was the concept?
The concept was basically like a 90-year-old woman who's remembering her favorite show tunes from the 30s, but she's suffering from dementia.
So it's hack.
Yeah.
So it's been done. It's not really... done.
Bieber did it back in 08.
See, what you should have said is Cat Williams did it in 06.
That would have been funnier.
That's true.
This has been a good show, by the way. I've been enjoying it.
I have, too. And it's
been
really,
fun.
For the listener at home, Gabe's been sitting behind me all night. Just vibes of positive support. You know, I just felt it.
You're welcome.
Not a problem. You're going to play, what, three songs? Is that
yeah,
cool?
Three songs.
Let's plug a show before you actually begin. Where's the next Dasherly show?
We're actually on a hiatus. We're writing.
Well,
we're...
I know that you're going to be playing because I know last night, Christmas night, you played at Reggie's on the South Side.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess Tonic Room, I'm having a little songwriter night.
Really?
Yeah, on January 9th.
Okay.
Can we plug that? Is that your rival bar?
No, not at all. But my very good friend Dan's playing the Tonic Room, and it's just like I've never heard. I moved a few years ago, and before I moved, I don't think I met one person that was playing the Tonic Room.
Yeah.
That was like good. And their band's good, and you're good. Like, what's.
Thank you.
Maybe they're getting better.
Well, here's what's going on. There's Tonic Room, and then there's Lily's, which is a bar that's a block away. And there's a bit of a musical renaissance that's going on there because I have my good buddy Tom Schrader, who's been playing out for maybe 5 or 6 years around here. He's booking at Lily's.
Okay.
And my buddy Donnie from the Shams Band is booking at the Tonic Room. So
there
are these people who are in this community, and we're trying to get people to be playing at these venues in this area. We think because it's easy to get to.
It's really
just
easy.
It's just kind of douchey. It's a lot of jam bands that go there, so we're trying to get some...
Not that
jams band are douchey, but they are.
But it's cool that like we're finally prepared for the Catpocalypse, man. It's really
finally.
Nice to do that.
So we get a renaissance right before the end of the world.
That's right. We're going to play some tunes?
Yeah.
Play some tunes, gentlemen.
All right, this is by Cat Williams. Just kidding. Just riffing.
Hey.
I was just riffing.
Hey, like, that's the definition of blasphemy. So I'd like you to stop it.
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done with my jokes.
There you go.
Hey there, pretty one. Take a look at what you've done. You've broken my heart in two. You've told 100 lies to as many other guys, or lovely, unfaithful, pretty one. Well, one day when you're older and your future is past, you will find that your beauty and your loveliness won't last. When the traces of time thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Just do another song then.
Yep.
Cool. Just keep this night going. Moving right along. Speaking of moving right along, Charles Durning died. He was Doc Hopper in the Muppet movie.
To love, sordid details following. The shrieking of trap girls is killing just pictures of synthesis. And I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hair. Trying to kick, but I know that the planet is glass. Ashes to ashes. No Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hitting it all time long. Time and again I tell myself I'll stay.
If this was 2 years ago and I was two more drinks in, I would have ruined that with singing backup vocals. It took everything in my power not to. That was really, really good.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. That's all.
I'm going to do one more.
I'm a rolling stone. I'm I walk by Cross Highway. Well, I was just a lad, nearly 22. Neither good nor bad, just a kid like.
Good, man. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
For the kids listening at home, what you couldn't see, and even if some people in the room might not have noticed, Gabe is a professional because he knows that when you get loud and you sing, you don't have to be the exact same distance.
You have to pull back.
You have to pull away. Very few people know how. Thank you so much. You made my job so much better.
Business secret.
It's so obvious, and thank you. And your voice is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. You have great glasses.
Thanks, man. I picked these out. So in a way, you were giving that by Cat Williams. And I had to choose. So what my talent is even better. Because
way better.
Yeah, let's be honest. Voices like yours, talent like yours, whatever. You didn't really work for it.
Wearing glasses. You know I need them.
See? I know. I'm smart.
You know I need them.
I forgot you have a show on Friday at Saki. Aren't you part of Creative Control?
The Creative Control show. I've never done that one.
That's a show that I've wanted to go to. It started after I moved, and it's a Joe McAdam joint.
Mm-hmm.
It's a JMJ, so it's going to be a good show. It's a fantastic record store, and I think you'll really like playing there.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're so good, man. Thank you so much for doing this.
You're welcome.
You were our last musical performance of 2012.
In that case, can I say a couple words on gun control?
Please do.
That's it.
No, I did. Did you see? Obviously, I know you don't listen to the show, but I did a monologue on Friday all about how the NRA has got a lot of good ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
They're smart cookies. They know how to sell guns.
Yeah. Did you know that they have a video game?
What is it?
No, they seriously. It's not a joke. Like they have. Well, I mean, it is, but like it's a real joke. The NRA has a video game that you could buy right now on Amazon.com. It's like Walmart.com, but better. The only reason why, listen, I'm not trying to start a Walmart-Amazon fight. I get it. But Amazon has all 6 Cat Williams specials. And Walmart.com really only has 1 right now.
It's hard to believe he's only at 6. He seems so timeless.
Well, that's the thing about timelessness. Like, who cares? I mean, like, Nirvana has 3 records. How many do you need? Perfect.
All of them.
All of them perfect. Mm-hmm. Cat Williams has 6. Perfect. I mean, in a way, he's double the Nirvana. Cat Williams is twice as good as Nirvana.
Cat Williams is kind of like the Nirvana of greatness.
Yeah. If Nirvana had to be a comic, they would be half of Cat Williams. So in a way, it's like the Beatles of comedy, but like double them.
Did you know that when Cat Williams dies of a heroin overdose next year, Paul McCartney will be doing a Cat Williams stand-up set at the television special for the natural disaster that's going to happen in
the 13-13-13 yep. concert for Cat Williams?
Yep. Paul McCartney will still be kicking.
Did you hear that song?
Which one?
The Nirvana McCartney joint. It's not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not
really
bad.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I think it was too much pressure of saying like this is the Nirvana reunion because it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was just bros jamming.
What's wrong with bros jamming? It's like Lilies. It's like Tonic Room.
It was. They could have very well been at the Tonic Room.
I'm pretty sure they rehearsed at the Tonic
Room.
They
could have had a great set at the Tonic Room. Lackluster set in Madison Square Garden.
Well, I think that's the problem with a lot of bands these days. They don't realize, like, maybe we should just play Tonic Room instead of Madison Square Garden. Let's get these Kinks out. We'll play Kinks covers at Tonic Room. Yep. What's your favorite Kinks cover, Cat Williams joint?
I love when Cat Williams, he actually did all of Arthur.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, at Madison Square Garden.
That's pretty crazy.
Yep.
That's crazy.
He gets the tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, he gets it. That's a lot of people don't understand how like subversive Cat Williams is. Like people just think it's on it's surface level stuff, but no, man, look deeper. It's kind of like if Zach Galifianakis was funnier, like it'd be Cat Williams.
Half of the soundtracks in Wes Anderson films are ghostwritten by Cat Williams.
Yeah. Which is weird because they're usually just Portuguese guys covering David Bowie, but a lot of people don't know that's an original Cat Williams joint. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we have very little time left on this earth, and it's time to get right with God. It's time to get Catpocalypse, which is available for $3.99 at Walmart.com. Yes, we do a talk show with The Hungry Brain. Yes, Esmeralda was good. Yes, Gabe was good. Yes, Stephanie was good. Yes, Trevor was good. Yes, I was here. But let's give it up for the man who needs no giving it up to, and his name is Cat Williams. It's spelled K-A-T-T, new word, Williams. That's spelled normally. And sometimes when you go through life, you're like, how should I spell my name? Number one, change the first letter to something that's like the regular letter that you were going to use, but make it more fantastic. If it's going to be a C, go to a K. If it's going to be a B, use two Ds. See what happens. And then finally, add another consonant because you're that good. Just add stuff, guys. Like, you could change your name. What's stopping you right now, listener at home, from changing your name? I'm really on the fence about cutting this part out. I think I might keep it and just end the year with an air horn noise to freak out the one person that fell asleep listening to this. That's what I'm doing. All right. Thank you guys so much for coming and have a wonderful night. Cat Williams forever.